Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Everything SEO. Doing something a little bit differently today. I don't normally get into the personal backstory, but this week has been a week. It's apparently been a week for my clients. It's been a week for me. It's been a week for my husband. And it's mainly because our kids have been sick and we've been sick on and off. And it is just, if you have little children, you know what I mean. When they all get sick, they all get sick. But very, very thankful to have someone who edits my podcast episodes for me because I'm recording this 2 days before it's supposed to go live. And without her, it would not be possible to get it up for you to listen. So thank you, Pamela. Anyways, I also wanted to do a little celebration. So we have officially, Everything SEO has officially hit 100 downloads. Very exciting. You know, we haven't even been live for about a month. So I think this, you know, the thought that there is 100 people listening or even just people have listened to Everything SEO 100 times, like that blows my mind. And I'm so thankful for every single one of you who are here and just chilling with me. But moving on to what I wanted to talk about today. Today, we are breaking down content SEO. It's really just a surface level because a lot of the show is going to go into content SEO. And what I mean by content SEO is more traditionally related with blog post, but blog post in a very loose term. We like to relate it to blog posts because they're the most long-form content you typically have on site, but that can look very different depending on like your industry, your niche, your preferences. Like there's no one way to approach content SEO and blogging. For example, if you're a photographer, your blog post may be traditional blog post, you know, saying how to do that, or why we do that. Or it might look like showcasing a specific shoot and saying, you know, we did it at this time of the day. This was the location. This is why we were doing the shoot. This is some stuff that I loved. This is, you know, some tips for here. These are some poses that we went into. Like that counts too. Your blurb can be 300 to 500 words. And then the rest of it can be images from the shoot just featuring what you did. And that's a different, like, that's content SEO. Or your blog post could be a recipe, which is also content SEO. Or it could be your podcast turned into a blog post, also content SEO. So it's blogs, but it's not necessarily always in the traditional sense. And content SEO is integrated into like your off-page SEO, your overall SEO. And it should be like when you're thinking of your keyword strategy for your entire site, you do also want to connect it into your content SEO. I always like to say that your content SEO strategy is what branches out and starts building on your foundation. So your foundation would be your main pages. You always want to make sure that your main pages are optimized and are up to date and everything's all good with those. But your content SEO is what takes that and takes it further and also supports it at the same time. So it integrates with that on-page SEO in that way. Now, your content SEO can also help your off-page SEO. And actually, if you look at some of the other SEO professionals in the space, they're going to say that high-quality content is actually one of the best ways to build backlinks, which is how you improve your off-page SEO. And I have to agree. High quality content is one of the best ways to build backlinks. It is very slow though, because you have to rely on Google's algorithm to start ranking your content so that people who are looking for articles to backlink find your stuff. So it's not always the most efficient way, especially if you're just beginning. So content SEO really weaves in to these different aspects of SEO and really supports them and grows on them. And it's just, it's my favorite type of SEO, if you can't tell. Like, I'm a blogger at heart. Now, this is when I would go into, like, where to put your keywords. Like, here are some tips for it. But I just talked about that last week. So if you want to know where to put your keywords in your blog post or when you're doing content SEO, listen to the last episode. And if you're thinking of strategy, I do have a few tips for you. All right. So content SEO is a little bit different than your main pages. You have to think about more of a long-term strategy because you're going to create a lot more content. And rather than targeting maybe a 2 to 3 word keyword, you're going to look at phrases for your keyword. So you're going to think about 3, maybe 5 word. You can even go longer, like really specific ones. If there is at least a search volume for it, that means people are actually searching for it. You don't want to put a bunch of keywords. You can use 1 or 2 here and there because it does like give you a little foothold in rankings, but you don't want to choose a bunch of keywords that have no search volume to put into your content strategy. So as long as they have some search volume, you're good. But a content strategy works by using those keywords and creating like a content plan like you would for any other platform. So like when you have your social media calendar, you're going to have a blog content calendar or just an SEO content strategy, SEO content calendar, however you want to call it. We're going to plan out what you're writing about, the keyword that you're targeting, the offer that goes into it. I always recommend doing that. And then you're also going to mention when you're planning it, not even when you're writing it, you want to have an idea of what you're going to link to, like internal linking. So other content that it would link to. So for example, you're planning 12 blog posts or however, whatever type of content you want to plan for your website that's going to be a part of your content SEO. You want to be able to at least backlink 3 to 4 other posts in the calendar to one post in the calendar. So if you're writing a post about wedding photography, you want to have at least 3 to 4 other posts that relate to weddings or photography or wedding photography in your content calendar that you can link back to. So that's just one of the things to consider when you're making an SEO, a content, one of the things to consider when you're making a content SEO plan. But there's a lot more to go into that, and I'll definitely cover that in a future episode, like how to plan your content, what to include in your blog post, what type of keywords you want to target, how to build out content clusters. That's a huge thing. But it's hard. I wanted to include a little bit so that you have something to take away from this episode besides just knowing what content SEO is. So hopefully that little tip just kind of gives you something for your content planning. But honestly, content SEO is so broad that it's going to take a lot to cover. And so there's very little that I can, or there's, it's either very little or way too much that I can include in one episode. But like I said, content SEO is kind of like my thing. I'm a blogger, love it, and it's a huge part of what I do for my clients when we work together. So one of the first things that we do when we work together is your onboarding. And then before we even start writing, we build out our content SEO strategy. Like we're looking at the keywords we want to target. We're looking at when we want to publish them. We're looking at the what other post it's going to backlink to. So we have a very good idea of what the next, typically 3 months. We typically do our 12 posts in 3 months, but we have a very good idea of what those 12 posts are going to look like, how they're going to interact with each other, and what keywords that we're going to target so that we can track them. Because that's a huge portion of the blog writing that I do is tracking. And that's one of the things that you have to take in mind with content SEO. You can't just pick and go. I mean, you can, but really tracking your results is what it is. But really tracking your results is what's going to give you more insight into like your content SEO strategy and your content plan and what you need to do moving forward. It's like your email marketing. You test things. You put stuff here, or in your social media marketing, like you're testing. You're always looking at stuff. You're always seeing what content is performing best. What do you need to lean into? What is your audience liking? What is the algorithm liking? Very same approach to content SEO. You're looking at what your audience likes and what Google likes. And you're going to look at, you know, what keywords are performing so you can do some more related keywords to that. what content clusters are performing best so you make more like that. It's just a huge combination of all these aspects that come together. But that's it for today. And if you want to just hand off your content SEO, I'm your girl. The way we can work together is you do quarterly blog content, and that's where we do your content SEO strategy. Everything is done for you. I write the blog post, I plan the blog post, and then at the end of it all, I publish and I track the performance of your blog post. So if that's something that sounds interesting to you and something you want to do for your business, the link is down below. Go ahead and fill out the form. I'd love to hear from you. But until next week, as always, I hope you are able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.